Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Heal Thyself Summit. I'm Sue Erta, your host for this event, and I'm really grateful that you've decided to join us so that you can have your own journey of healing in your own life. I know that you're here listening specifically today to this topic from one of our co-authors, and this topic, Healing from Loss, Four Essentials to Reclaiming Your Life. I am guessing that you've had some sort of loss in your life, and so Sherry is going to share with us some information that will help you. And what I'm going to do is read a brief introduction of Sherry Ruger Banica, and then we'll get started talking with her. The tremendous help Sherry received from the emotional freedom techniques to process her grief over the deaths of her child and husband inspired her to become an EFT energy practitioner. She was personally trained and mentored by Dr. Dawson Church and is certified through his organization, EFT Universe, to practice clinical EFT, the method validated by dozens of clinical trials. It is Sherry's passion and privilege to help others learn and benefit from this easy-to-use self-help tool that is so effective in alleviating the stressful responses associated with loss and other life events. Sherry offers EFT energy sessions in person and online. And Sherry, I am really happy to be talking with you today. How are you?
I am fine, Sue, and I am so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, this topic that you're talking about, healing from loss, is so important because we have all experienced some sort of loss in our life, whether it's a loss of a loved one, loss of a pet, loss of a job, or any other kind of loss. I would love for you to get started, Sherry, and tell us a little bit about your personal journey and how it led you to where you are right now.
Okay, I'd be glad to. So going back to 1978, we had just recently celebrated the second birthday of our son, Robin, and 3 months later, I found him floating face up in a swimming pool. I was alone. I panicked, and somehow, though, I was able to manage giving him CPR and calling 911. The paramedics came. They were able to get him to the emergency room, revive his heartbeat and breathing, and he was in critical care for 2 weeks, but ultimately his organs failed and he died, and he had never regained consciousness. And I was racked with grief, a lot of guilt and shame because this happened when I, you know, on my watch, and I didn't know how to handle any of that. I hadn't learned how to handle any feelings, let alone grief. And I just stuffed it. I just buried that deep inside me actually for 34 years. And then in 2012, my husband Chuck died. And when he died, I had so much raw grief, and also all the grief that I had for Robin came to the surface. It was all right there, and I knew I needed help at this point. So I searched and I found a bereavement support group, and when I was in that group, I learned for the first time about grief, and I learned that we have to move through it. We can't stifle it. If we want to heal, we really have to learn to move through it. And the problem is we have messages from society, beliefs like just be stoic and present a brave face and just get on with your life. Or if you feel that you're still hurting, there's something wrong with you because you're supposed to be over it after a year or two. And the problem with messages like that is they keep us stuck. They are not helping us heal, and there are better ways to cope with grief that actually do help us heal and move forward. And the thing is, we can't heal the loss. I mean, the loss happened. We can't heal that, but we can heal ourselves. We can heal the intensity of our own suffering, and we can do it without medication. And emotional freedom techniques is how I learned to do this. Emotional freedom techniques, otherwise known as EFT tapping. And I learned about it about 18 months after Chuck had died, and I learned that with EFT, I could actually tap into all these emotions, all the ones that were buried that I hadn't allowed myself to be conscious of, and all the feelings and sorrows and guilt, everything that I felt around both my son's death and Chuck's death. And with EFT, I'm able now to tap if I feel sorrow or anything. I am not nearly as raw as I was before I learned EFT, and now I'm able to move through any of the painful emotions that I might still experience from time to time, and really the frequency of that is so much less, and the intensity is so much less. But when something does surface, I can just tap and move through that until I feel gratitude and return to a state of love and be able to cherish the memories of the times that we had together. And, you know, I'll always miss them, but I'm able now to just move into that experience of love and joy that we shared. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. And, you know, what you've just shared with us, I know that there are so many people, Sherry, that do stuff their emotions, and they do it because of what you mentioned too, the pressure from other people, basically. You know, it's like, oh, come on, get over it already, and, you know, deal with it, and there's nothing you can do about it, and all those things that people say. And, you know, even well-meaning platitudes that people say, like, oh, they're in a better place. I know it comes from a place of love, and yet that's really hard to deal with those kind of things. And I love that you found a way to help yourself through that, and that you're now sharing that with other people today. Can you tell us, Sherry, a little bit more about how EFT helps with grief?
Yeah, so it actually helps us with four essentials of healing from loss, and those are mourning, reducing stress, releasing painful emotions, and shifting our response. And it's important to understand that grief and mourning are not the same thing. Grief is how we feel on the inside, how we feel inside ourselves about the loss. And mourning is expressing that outwardly, and it's through mourning that we heal. And so EFT is so effective at helping us to mourn. It gently connects us with those painful inner feelings and brings them into our conscious awareness in a very safe, healing way. And what we're doing is we're tapping with our fingertips on certain acupuncture points while we talk about these painful feelings and memories. And the tapping while talking sends soothing signals to our brain to stop releasing stress hormones and start releasing helpful hormones that relax us and help us feel calm and at peace. And this action actually disengages the memory from that stressful, painful response, and it shifts the emotional response and the perspective. And now we're able to remember happy, joyful times without all those painful feelings. And I'd also like to add that tapping and crying does the same thing, and without even talking, because if you're crying, you are very aware. Your emotions are right there, and you're completely aware of them. And if you tap while you cry, then it has that same effect, and it's a very important physical way of mourning, despite these are other messages we get from society that it's not okay to cry, that it's weak to cry, and we're often really embarrassed to let people see us crying, but crying helps us heal. It's a really important way of mourning. And I also want to mention that we can experience grief from other kinds of losses, you know, divorce, job loss, moving away from dear friends or our children moving away from home. And if we don't know how to grieve from those losses, which typically we don't, then our grief deepens. And it gets more intense, and the latest loss is even more intense. So, you know, it's just a very important thing to be able to validate our feelings and be able to experience them and move through them and move forward.
You know, as you're explaining it, I'm thinking it sounds like a miracle or like magic, and I am so interested to learn more about this. And you know, Sherry, I know that you have healed yourself through this, and you continue to do it. Are you able to help others achieve the same type of healing that you've experienced?
Yes, and that's why I became a certified EFT energy practitioner, because it was so powerful for me that I wanted to learn how to help other people learn this. It's really easy to learn and easy to use. It's a wonderful self-help tool. And as a practitioner, then I'm able to show clients how to do that for themselves and how they can resolve their own emotions. And I'd also like to mention that we have a lot of emotional components that are actually greater. They're around the issue. They're, you know, for example, with the loss itself, there's the loss, but then we have all the emotions around that, all the shock of it, disbelief that it happened, guilt, anger, hopelessness, a lot of emotions like that. And these can actually compound our emotional distress. And so by tapping, we're alleviating the distress, and then we're clearing space to be able to remember our loved ones with the gratitude. So as a practitioner, I'm able to help clients discover and acknowledge emotions and issues that might be too intense for them to actually face on their own. And, you know, besides loss, there are other experiences that we've had in our lives that also might be too painful or too traumatic to handle by ourselves. And the truth is, revisiting a traumatic experience by yourself can actually re-traumatize you. So it's important for that reason to work with a practitioner for something that intense. And as a practitioner, I'm able to guide you in a really safe, I'm able to create a non-judgmental environment, safe environment, and use these gentle techniques to guide you in a way that does not re-traumatize you. And as long as you're willing to go there, the results can really, really be truly amazing. And even if you're not ready to go to a deeper level like that, tapping still can alleviate the immediate effects of stress in whatever your current situation is. So I really do feel privileged to be part of that, to be a practitioner who can use these techniques with my clients, because they really, really, truly do work.
That sounds wonderful. And I do know, I'm familiar with EFT. I've used it myself, and it's pretty fascinating. I know, though, Sherry, that there might be some listeners who really haven't heard of it. They might be hearing about it for the first time. So could you please explain to us a little bit more about what EFT is? And you also mentioned tapping. Is that interchangeable, EFT and tapping?
Yes, they're the same thing, really. Emotional freedom techniques is the formal title, but it's commonly known as EFT tapping. And the reason it's called tapping is we are tapping with our fingertips on certain acupressure points along the inner energy meridians in our bodies. And so think about Chinese acupuncture and the energy meridians. Well, we're not using needles. We're just using our fingertips to tap on some of the points while we're tuning in mentally and emotionally to whatever the troubling issue is. So it's this combination of acknowledging whatever the problem is, combining it with self-acceptance and tapping on the acupressure points. What's happening is it's balancing disturbances in our energy system, and it's freeing up blocked energy so that it can flow smoothly again. And so that's sort of the energetic perspective, and the clinical perspective is that it is changing the stress hormones. So reducing our distress is really, truly important.
So why is it so important to reduce this emotional stress?
Okay, so besides that it helps us feel better, there, you know, there's been a lot of research on this, and numerous studies have shown that distress is producing higher levels of stress hormones in our bodies. And the more stress hormones we are producing, the more it intensifies the distress. So if we don't interrupt that cycle, we just end up in this never-ending loop of it, loop of stress and misery. And so what's happening in our bodies when we're stressed is the fight or flight response. And we're designed to do that. Our bodies are designed to do that in an emergency, that when we're stressed, we're releasing hormones, cortisol and adrenaline. And that is so helpful if it's a real emergency. But if it isn't, or the emergency's over and we're still having the negative thoughts and emotions about it, then our bodies are continuing to release the cortisol and adrenaline. And scientific studies have shown that over time, this is just so harmful. Long-term exposure to cortisol and the other stress hormones has a number of damaging effects. Some of them are, it leads to high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke. It suppresses immune response. It reduces bone formation. It decreases muscle mass. And it damages cells responsible for memory and learning. And it's important to note that as our bodies increase cortisol production, they decrease DHEA production. And DHEA is the hormone that we need for health and longevity. So all of those are huge reasons to reduce our stress. And research, in addition to that, there's a lot of research that shows that other things are happening in our bodies that are being, our neural pathways are being affected, and even our gene expression is being affected. So, you know, there's a lot of research out there that would be too much to go into at this point, but, you know, it's important to understand that the effects of stress, prolonged stress, are just really harmful.
Yep. That makes perfect sense to me. You know, now, Sherry, you've been working with clients for several years, and you've helped them a lot. Would you say there's any common obstacle or roadblock that many people seem to be dealing with?
Yes, and they're limiting beliefs, and we all have them. Every one of us has them, and these are the conclusions and decisions that we have made in response to events. And typically these are in childhood, and they're at a subconscious level that we may not even be aware of. And then we also make decisions in response to traumatic experiences. And so in our subconscious, we develop these fixed beliefs about ourselves and our circumstances and our identities, who we are, and even our personalities. And these can really limit us. And, you know, examples would be that we always have to work harder than everybody else, or we have to be perfect. We have to do everything perfectly, or it just isn't good enough, or we don't deserve to be happy or successful. And these are driving our behavior subconsciously, and we end up recreating negative circumstances no matter how hard we might try not to. And for example, I just wonder how many of our listeners have had mismatched romantic relationships over and over again, or you might be afraid to fly, or you might be afraid to give a public speech. And fears like that come from our past experiences and the decisions that we've made about them. And, you know, I had a client who was hit by a car while he was crossing the street as a pedestrian, and so now he's afraid. He was afraid to go for walks, and he also had this intense fear of needles, and he couldn't even watch TV shows or movie scenes that had needles in them, and he would pass out when he had to have his blood drawn. And so in our session, I used one of EFT's gentle techniques to help him with the car incident. And while we were working, a childhood event surfaced from when he was 5 years old. And he'd been bitten by a dog, and he had passed out. And he woke up in the emergency room to seeing these hands stitching up his nose with needles. And so after this one EFT session, which was painless for him, he was able to resume his daily walks, and he was able to have his blood drawn with no fear or aversion whatsoever. And then I had another client who had been abandoned as a baby by her birth mother, and then that was followed by, when she was still young, by the death of a loving stepmother, and then her dad remarried, and this new stepmother was severely abusive toward my client, and this left her with these feelings of abandonment and this core belief, no one ever loved me. And so I used an advanced EFT technique with her to shift her responses to these painful memories. And she called me a while later to say that she was now able to think of all these traumas without any troubles or emotions at all. And she said, "This session was amazing. I can't thank you enough." And so I am just so gratified to be able to help clients in that way.
That's great. And, you know, by you sharing what you just did, Sherry, I could see the value then in working with a practitioner instead of just trying to do it on your own, because there are things that you know how to do and many different ways of doing it that might bring things to the surface and help them to heal.
And that is absolutely true, because, like I said earlier, I mean, it is really hard to face things and actually impossible to face it if it's so buried you don't even know it's there. So that is the value of working with a practitioner. And also I might add that the emotional freedom techniques is plural, and that's because there are 48 of them. So I have a large amount of techniques that I can draw from and experience using them that I'm able to bring to my work with clients.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, Sherry, this has been very eye-opening and enlightening. And even though I knew some things about EFT, you taught me some things I didn't know. And it sounds really wonderful. And I appreciate the work that you're doing and you sharing your story, too. I know that you have a gift for our listeners. Can you tell us what that is and how they can access it?
Sure, I'd be really glad to. So I have a free tapping chart to show the tapping points that we use. There's a free tapping meditation for grief, and a free PDF transcript of that tapping meditation. And all of this can be downloaded directly from my website. And then I also offer a free 60-minute consultation that does include tapping to give you an opportunity to speak with me and learn more about EFT, experience it for yourself, and see if working with me feels right for you. And all of this can be done by phone or by Skype or Zoom, and to access it, all you have to do is visit my website at sherryrugerbanica.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's SHERRYRUEGER, B as in boy, A, N as in Nancy, AKA. SherryRugerBanica.com, or you can just call me. Call me at 503-347-4974. And I just want to say, you know, if you're feeling raw from loss or stuck in grief or trauma and you just feel like you can't move forward, I'm here for you. And I would love to help you acknowledge the impact of your loss and alleviate your unresolved negative emotions so you can focus with gratitude and love on your memories and ultimately be able to move forward in your life. And really, it is my privilege to be able to help you in this way, and I'm really looking forward to offering you your free consultation.
That's very generous. 60 minutes with you sounds like a wonderful gift. So thank you so much for that, Sherry. That's really great. And Sherry, really, thank you so much for being a part of this whole process. I'm so grateful to you for sharing your story in the book, Heal Thyself, which I know our listeners are going to want to read. And also for sharing yourself today, you know, giving us this insight into EFT and how it can really help us and letting us know more about that and letting us know especially that there is hope, that there is a light there for us, that there is a way that we can alleviate some of this grief to reclaim our life. Thank you so much for everything, Sherry.
Oh, you are so welcome, Sue. It's been a privilege to be part of this, and I'm it's really an honor for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. And listeners, thank you. And I have said this before, if you've been listening to the summit, I appreciate the fact that you are giving yourself this gift, that you're taking time for you because you're on a journey of healing. You're on a journey of making your life the best life it can be and also giving and helping others. So I appreciate you sharing any of this with as many people as you can because the beautiful things that you're doing in the world really matter too. And thank you so much for that, listeners. And continue to listen to the summit, please. And I know you'll find great value here. Also, buy the book, Heal Thyself, on launch day, which is June 15th. And you can buy that if you go to our website, healthyselfwisdom.com. On launch day, we'll direct you to Amazon to buy that book. And when you bring your Amazon receipt number back to our website and plug that in, you'll have access to more than 50 gifts from our partners and authors. And these are really awesome gifts. They're great gifts for your healing. They will help you in so many areas of your life. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Have a beautiful day.